Bruggen's Audio presents the unabridged recording of Dead is Just a Rumor by Marlene Perez. Performed by Susie Jackson. Produced by Audible Inc.
Chapter 1. I heard a rumor about you, Penny Edwards said to me. The gym was crowded and noisy, so I had to move closer to hear what she had to say. The girls' volleyball team was practicing at one end, and Samantha was at the other end, barking orders like a gorgeous blonde drill sergeant. I couldn't hear Samantha from where I stood, but whatever she said sent her minions scurrying. I smothered a sigh. Penny had never been one of my favorite people, but I thought she'd changed over the last few months. Apparently, I was wrong. "What rumor?" I said, not really wanting to hear the answer. "That you and Ryan are shoo-ins for King and Queen of the Midnight Ball." She smiled at me, and I caught a glimpse of the kinder, gentler Penny. "I hope not," I said. "Samantha's been working really hard on the ball. I hope she and Sean win." Samantha Devereaux was my best friend, who for a time had been my worst enemy, or at least a thorn in my side, and was back to being my best friend again. We'd been through a lot during our junior year at Nightshade High, but I was expecting smooth sailing for our senior year. Or as smooth as it could be, considering that we lived in a town that was a little different, to say the least. "Samantha's definitely a contender," Penny said. "Especially since everyone who is a resident of Nightshade gets to vote." "Well, please tell everyone I don't want another crown."